Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Picture perfect, and we are three moms today, four, just trying to figure it out together. Let's get real. Welcome to the Think Loud crew. My name is R.
My name is Shannon.
My name is Remy.
I'm Cheyenne. Sorry.
So today, Remy is joining us again.
Yay!
Hey,
welcome.
We're not blessed with her beautiful baby today, and we're not talking about parenting either, y'all.
I'm gonna try so hard not to talk about my child.
Should that be a rule this episode?
Okay.
No.
No.
You're like,
I think that, no. You can always talk about your kids.
You can always talk about them. Okay.
So what are we talking about today, ladies?
We are talking about friendships.
Ooh.
Your eyes got big.
I love friendships. But before we get into friendships, yes. You guys have the sweetest fan base, by the way.
Really?
Aww.
Yeah. They're so nice.
What were they saying?
They're so messy. What made you say that?
They always just have, like, really sweet, encouraging things to say about y'all. And when I came on the podcast, I felt so much love.
Oh, yay.
Look at you guys doing a good job.
They really love you, Remy.
Sweet. And I really do appreciate, you know, the support. Because this is what y'all do for a living. But,
yeah.
Like, I'm on here as a guest. Like, y'all typically have people who do this for a living on with y'all. So, I appreciate
it. It's really like you and Nardan.
Technically does this for a living now. So.
Literally just like y'all. No, I'm done.
So yeah, it's been nice to be well received by your amazing crew.
Aw, that makes me so happy, because sometimes we can have a little rotten egg in that little bunch.
I mean, there's always going to be a rotten egg.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to bring Remy back. I asked her very kindly and gently. No, just kidding.
Did you ask her gently?
I just sent a text.
I just sent a text.
What happened was, okay, Remy Zaina and myself, we plan to do this girls' night, and we've been planning for a girls' night for way too long. It's actually really sad.
Like, since March, at
yeah,
least.
Like, for months yeah, we've been planning this birthday, night. Been yeah, plan. With aww. No kids, no guys, just us. And it went through different cycles of what it was going to be. But at the end, it ended up being at my house on the couch with pizza and wine, and it was perfect. My neighbor ended up walking down once we got, like, our threesome done. Not literal, because we just talked about threesomes the other week.
Yeah, Shane has threesomes with her friends.
Three of us
hanging out
with some wine and pizza. Okay, I'm done.
that was our sum. Yeah.
So my neighbor came down, Iris, and we just organically got into such a good conversation about how to make friends as adults. Mm-hmm. And Remy led our conversation through, like, question and answer, and I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. So I asked her to come and do the same thing with us today.
So do I get to interview you guys?
You get to lead the combo.
I'm down
I
for an interview.
I love how excited yeah. she is. I love
and
this.
She also talked about this on her YouTube channel, so make sure you guys check out her perspective between her and her husband, Brandon, on Remy and Brandon Bobo.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I did it right?
You did it right. If you didn't, it sounded right. So
she's like, either way, that's our names. So
you did great.
You can find us.
Right. Wow, this is such a fun topic for me. And the reason why it came up while we were having our girls' night was because I was studying it for a Bible study that I was leading okay. where we were talking about community and the importance of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just been, like, plummeted in my spirit, just, like, this whole topic of making mm-hmm. new friends and how daunting it is to make new friends as adults. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. typically we end up making friends because we're in school together or we mm-hmm. work together or our kids go to school together mm-hmm. or... we go to the same church, like, whatever the case is, it's typically proximity-based, mm-hmm. where you yeah. just, like, end up being friends because you see that person all the time, but there's no real effort that has to go into it because right. you're naturally just placed in the same setting. But when you get out of those settings and you're like, okay, how do I make friends in this season of my life if I'm not going somewhere consistently? And that's where I am. So that's why, like, the conversation mm-hmm. kind of felt so timely, because I lost my job. So yeah. I don't have, like, the comfort of my coworkers anymore.
Right.
And I'm now in this season of a newborn. Well, I guess he's, like, no longer a newborn, but a small baby. So I can't do all the things anymore. So for me, I was, like, going through a period of I want to make more friends. Like, I adore the friends that I have. But I do want to, you know, explore making new friends mm-hmm. as an adult. And, like, what does that look like? So I'm really not the one to talk to strangers. Like, I'm kind of reserved when it comes
y'all,
to...
that is a lie.
I'm really thinking.
I have seen Remy. Maybe these weren't friend situations, but this girl knows how to not only talk to a stranger, but also get strangers' babies in her arms.
Yes. Oh yeah, no,
she'll talk to anybody's baby.
If I have a mission and it is a baby, I'm gonna succeed.
Yes, you will.
You
succeed.
Can talk to people. And I turned around and Remy has this whole baby, and I'm like, where are the parents? And then another little kid came by her, and I'm like, oh hell no, we don't kidnap the baby.
We kidnapped her.
Yes,
it was.
And we were dressed
thing.
In, like,
yes.
penguin outfits.
Yeah. it was to the point where this family ended up coming over to the house.
We ended up being friends.
That was hilarious.
I can't hold your child.
I need
beautiful.
To see my baby again.
Yeah. And I used to be a lot more outgoing pre-pandemic. But yeah. I think, like, going through the pandemic of just being with, like, your closest people, it makes mm-hmm. it a little bit intimidating to go out and meet new people, especially yeah. when it's not, like, you just see that person all the time. Like, then it's easier to talk to. Yeah. So I guess I pose my first question to you ladies, and that is, as adults, what are you looking for with new friendships? Not ooh. The existing ones, but to make new friendships. What does that person need to embody?
That's a deep...
I would say one word for me would be... Okay, maybe this is like four words.
I was about to say, damn, she got one word.
The first thing that came into my head was loyalty.
Okay.
First thing that came into my head was consistency. So I feel like...
Okay, we're yeah. on the same vibe. Yeah. Shannon, what's the first word that came to you?
Ooh. She's like a heartbeat.
First of all, Shannon, do you want new adult friends in your life?
No, I do. But like, I think what the first thing that came to mind is same like mindset as me. Like I need someone who has the same type of mindset.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. So with that being said, have you gone out to find new friends, or is it easier to just stick in your circle and just like be comfortable there?
I don't know where to find friends as a woman. And it's like, I don't want to necessarily go to a bar at times or like I did try going to like a work networking thing.
Oh, I hate networking.
And I was like, why am I here?
I like stand in the back of a room.
I literally will stand at a table by myself and just look.
Yeah.
And observe.
It was pretty awkward. I did try putting myself out there where I had a female friend or female person invite me somewhere. I did not go because it seemed a little sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out, girl, you did what? So I was like, ooh, like, maybe I don't want female friends right now. Like,
So would you like male friends?
No, I want a female friend. And that was the thing. Like, I think I even talked to you about it at one point, Shy. Like, I had a whole moment where I cried one day. So I was like, I just want a friend where I could just be like, hey, girl, let's go do something. Like,
hi.
I'm just kidding. But you were gone. You were gone, and that was a thing. I was like, Shannon can't be my one person here.
Yeah, no, this was literally like a sobbing moment for her, and I think
this
was
when Nana fell asleep.
I think I was going. I had plans that night with my friends.
She did, and Kyle was like,
and Kyle was like going through it, and I'm like, this is awkward. Like,
and it wasn't like. I don't think I was ever, Cheyenne's always, I felt, had good, like, healthy, like, friendships, and I've always admired it, and I've always learned from, like, your friendships, and I've always been grateful because I feel like you've shared your friends with me. I have friends, they just don't live here. Shannon, I have friends who are here. Let me backtrack.
Damn, bitch.
Okay. When Shannon is in town, just drink our water. That's what happened.
Work out their friendship.
Right. I think they need a little bit more help than we thought. No.
No, Shannon was gone in this time.
Just
y'all
kidding.
Don't know. Fuck you all up. No.
Just kidding. Okay, let's just put it out there right now. Shannon is Kyle's friend.
Yeah, Shannon's
friend. End of the story, period.
Yes. Shannon is one of my best friends.
All right.
Okay, we get it.
Remy is my friend. Okay, we get it.
I'm just kidding.
But our conversation did not go like this.
When Shannon is not available or not here, I'm like,
no.
Where do I go? Like, I'm messing with you. Like, outside of my.
No.
So, like, I tried putting myself out there, and then I realized, like, a lot of these women that are, like, around or where I do have contact, like you want that same mentality? I'd be like, okay, there's some basic
not on
things
the same
where we're not
as
on
me.
The same page. Like, oh, we could both be moms, but, like...
But that's not enough.
That's not enough at
all. And that's important to realize that, and that's the whole, like, proximity thing, is just to have one thing in common doesn't mean that you have to be friends. Like, there's different categories. You can say, like, oh, yeah, we have this in common. This is a hobby that we enjoy together. That's our relationship, but that doesn't have to be a friendship. Mm-hmm. And so often I think we just, like, feel guilty to where if we do hang out with someone enough times, we just have to call them friend. But I think we should be a little bit more particular with the word friend and
who we
actually give that beloved title to, because it's so sacred and it's very specific, but somehow it's gotten watered down.
Yeah.
It's like,
I agree.
Marriage,
I'm just saying that
it's gotten,
like,
watered down.
That's
like,
an associate versus
friend.
Or like that is a work colleague.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've had to learn how to be more
specific with what you call people.
I like that you said that, because that's true. Like, you feel entitled that you have to give that title to someone because you're around them all the time or you see them all the time.
But are they really
good
friends?
But are they really your good friends?
Or is it not just your kids, friends, mom?
Right. Yeah. And then realizing when it does switch over.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was a moment, for at least for me, where Ryder started a new school. And I knew that I wanted to take this opportunity to make new friends.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I was hoping that I could, because at her previous school... it took me probably till the end of the school year to make friends because all those moms thought I owned a sex store and sold toys.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yes. It was like a big rumor on the campus that I was like a sex store owner and I sold sex toys. I mean, I like the rumor, but all the moms wouldn't talk to me because of it. And then one mom finally said, you know, they think that you sell toys
and that's why they
don't want you around. Kids.
Yeah.
But, and I was just like, I don't sell toys. I'm on a Teen Mom show. Like,
I'm literally on a kid-based family show.
But what it was is I had posted an ad for a sex toy. Somebody sent that out to a group chat, and it just blew up on the school campus.
Somebody sent it on a group chat?
Yes. So I didn't really have the best experience at that school with making friends. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make friends at Ryder's new school, especially because she's going to be there, God willing, from K through 12.
Yeah.
So I went in very, like, conservative in my head. Like, I went in hoping, like, I could bond with some of the other moms. Mm-hmm. And I ended up really liking some of the moms in Ryder's class. Majority. I don't have an issue with any. I like all of them. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I noticed that there is a difference between Ryder's, like, the moms that I meet and we do play dates and it's just for our kids versus, like, I have one mom friend from her school that I would genuinely say become my friend.
Yeah.
I have other ones that I hang out with, and I wouldn't necessarily call them up and say, like, hey, let's go hang out, or hey, can I just come sit on your couch because I don't want to sit on my couch. Yeah. Like,
right.
And I feel like when I realized that transition, it was around the same time, like, we were really having this talk, and I'm like, oh, we are friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I,
like a genuine
friend, and I'm happy that at least I got one so far out of such a large group. Like, I do think I got a genuine friend from her new school.
I love that. And one friend is enough, you
know? Yeah, it doesn't have to
be. I was happy with that one.
Sometimes I think we get so caught up on numbers and we get so caught up on, like, who's cool? Who can I be friends with?
Yeah.
And it's like, none of that is really important. If you find the right community, it's also about finding the right person. Like, that, a person who has the same values and who cares about the same things that you care about and who can give you wise counsel. And, like, that's one thing that's really important to me in this new season of friendship is, like, I want our moral compass to be aligned because the stuff that I will go through in this season, it's likely family related. It's either, like, questions about raising my child or questions about being a wife and a mom. So I would love to ask those questions or, like, experience that shift with someone who has my same faith because they can give me advice through the same foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to give me advice and it's going to send me down a path of destruction because, you know, the foundation is there.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
with that being said, knowing what it is that you're looking for in a friend can also help you figure out where to go to find that friend. Mm-hmm. And even, like, if you find, like, someone who you really like and you realize, saying our values aren't the same, you can still hang out with that person and, you know, do play dates or go shopping or, like, whatever, go to the movies. But there's just certain things that's reserved for that friend box. Like, hey, I'm having a really bad day. I accidentally, like, cursed at my husband and, like, now I feel crappy about it. Like, whatever the case is, like, reserve the stuff that's gonna, that has potential to fix your life or ruin it for that friend who you have, like, the common, I'd say, moral compass with, who you share that moral compass
that
with.
That makes sense. I definitely think, like, what I look for in a friend right now, I want somebody who, and I feel like this is gonna sound weird when I say it, so help me if it does sound weird. I want somebody that's, like, doing more than me, like, career-wise and work-wise. Like, I want to be, I love to see my friends level up, so I want to be motivated by the people around me. And I think, like, in this new phase of, like, adulthood and friendships, I have really enjoyed making new friends and realizing, like, damn, I need to work harder. Like, I want to work so much harder.
I want to be inspired by the people around me.
And I realized that I'm inspired by my current friends in other,
in different ways.
Like, Remy inspires me for my faith. Like, Zayna inspires me to be more creative. I'm like, okay, now I want somebody in my life that inspires me to, like, grind.
I feel that.
You get what I mean? Like, is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird. Yeah, I don't think anyone's want is weird. I think, like, whatever it is that you want in a friendship, that's valid. So, like, even if it kind of sounds weird saying it out loud, if it's a genuine need of yours, then it's valid. That's also a big thing in conversations and, like, communicating with people. I know that's a, like, a sidebar, but oftentimes I feel like it's hard to communicate with someone because you're trying so hard to understand it, and that's not always necessary. You just have to understand that, like, what they're talking about is a real feeling for them.
Right.
Not to say that yours is hard to understand.
Yeah, but it gave me a flashback
from what we were talking about at dinner the other night.
I relate to yours, Cheyenne, because, like, even, like, when I've been thinking where I'm like, okay, I'm like the single friend right now. And, like, in the women that I'm seeking, like, I don't necessarily want, like, single women. Like, I don't want them to just be like, oh, I'm single, I'm out here doing this and that.
I'm,
like,
out here at the club every day.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to be out here. Like, I'm in the streets, but I'm like, hey, guys, like, I'm on this really cute little block right here.
Right.
Like,
this is my street.
Just come over here.
Yeah. Like, we're away from the street, but, like, we're still out
here. Still outside.
We're in the city. We're in the city, but we're not on the street. Like, let's tend to this garden over here. So it's like, I want women who are in better spaces, better places, or places that I'm trying to arrive and, like, join right now. Like, I'm pushing through, like, a level up right now, and I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, or, like, how did you get there? Not just how did you get there, like, once you got there, how did you maintain it? Like, how do you sustain it? How do you feed into this? Like, how did you, like, those deep nights when you are, like, in the thick of it, like, how did you overcome this? Like, what inspires you? So I think what you said is, like, spot on. Like, it is so spot on. And once I realized that, I was like, okay, now where do I find these married women at? Like, where do I find them, these, like, career women? Where do I find, like, where are these people?
Understanding your need. Sorry, Shannon.
No, go.
Understanding your need is vital, because if you know that those are the kind of friends you want, then once you realize that the, let's say you're meeting people and they're like, oh, let's go to Greystone this night, this club this night, let's go to Penthouse, I don't even know if it's still open, on this night.
I don't know either.
You start to realize that, like, okay, this is dragging me away from my purpose.
Yes.
And that's why vision is so important for both relationships with a spouse and relationships with a friend, because, like, if you don't have a vision, you'll just, like, attach to anyone who you relate to. And naturally, we're relatable, so you, like, relate to everyone almost. So it's like being super specific
that
about.
That was such a good point that you just brought up.
What?
In terms of, like, being so relatable at times. And it's like, you can think you're making a connection, but it's like, no.
You're just relating. I've learned,
like,
that.
You're just nice. You're just actually having, like, a flowing conversation. But what is the.
Right.
What's the crossover?
Yes.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, so I think that is a huge, that has happened to me, where just I'm like, oh, to everybody. Like, maybe we can have a friendship, but then it's like,
you're like, no, this is not.
I think that happens to me a lot because I'm in a workspace, being in my workspace all the time, and everybody around me I see all the time. So in my head, I feel like everyone there is like my friend because we're relating all the time.
Yeah.
We're around each other all the time. So in my head, I'm like, oh, these are my good friends. But in reality, it's just
proximity.
Proximity.
Yeah. If you stopped working there.
And it's interesting because, if I stopped working, I don't think that it would maintain. And it's interesting to me because, you know, some people have left the workspace. And I'm like, was this truly my friend? Or was it somebody that was just in the proximity that I've been around all the time?
Yeah.
And that's happening right now. And I'm like, huh, am I checking on her like I used to? Am I making sure that she's still good? Are we still laughing about the things that we used to laugh at? Am I still updating you about Parker?
Yeah.
You know? Right. But I think the extent of like those type of friendships is like, now you just see me through Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. You're just following me. That's our
relationship.
Which is interesting. I don't know. That's just really interesting to think about.
I think all something those that I struggled with. Sorry.
No, go.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, she cut her off. No, okay. Something that I struggled with, or still do struggle with, is I'm very comfortable in my friendships that I've had for years. Like, I am comfortable in the way we talk to each other, I'm comfortable in the way we debate. Or we banter, I'm comfortable in the way we hang out and the way, you know, like, I'm very comfortable in those things. And I see within making new friendships, it's like a part of it is putting yourself out there. And then a part of it is seeing what you're going to receive.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It is. And I think it's also the effort.
Yes. Yes. And what I realized is, okay, I'm going to use an example, and I don't think she'll be mad at me for using it. But my neighbor and I, we hit it off. We met each other, and I really liked her. We vibed. She was a little older than me. Mm-hmm. She has older kids. But I still, like, we found different things to relate on. And we became, in my head, we still are becoming friends. Mm-hmm. Okay. We talk, you know, we check in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I realize that I hold on to how we talk, and I can't put everybody, I can't give everybody the same expectations. And I'm like, okay, let me step back and check myself and maybe just be more honest about how I feel like your responses are and how they affect me within developing this friendship. And I feel like I did that the other night.
Yeah.
And I explained to her, you know, you're kind of hard to become friends with right now because when we text, you end our conversations. I will be like, hey, what's up? How are you? And she's like, I'm doing so good. XOXO.
Yeah, I'm doing so good. Have a good day.
So she's already, it's like it ended.
Yeah, she ends it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then so I explained that to her, and she's like, I do that because I always think you're busy. So I don't want to keep texting you, and then you'd be like, damn, I got to text her back.
Preconceived notions will kill y'all.
Right.
Assuming, this brings us to a really good point about self-healing first before. I feel like it's just as important with getting into a actual relationship and a firm relationship because all that trauma comes with you. Like her trauma. The neighbor's trauma is coming into her relationship ability or into her relationship making ability with Shy. And it's almost like putting Shy off because she is like taking past experiences and making them Shy's problem by being like, oh, you're probably busy. Let me say I'm busy.
Let me tell you I'm busy.
Let me tell you I'm busy. Yeah.
Where I told her, I'm used to our text. I don't think it's ever ended. Like, it just.
I'll take 3 days to respond sometimes.
It just
goes on forever. She'll take 18
hours.
There's no conversation.
Bye. It goes, you don't ever say, okay, bye. Talk tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
We just know we're probably going to end up talking tomorrow.
Anyway, so blah, 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 blah.
Like, it just never stops. So then I was like, okay, maybe.
There's no boundaries.
I'm putting too much expectation on her to realize that this is how I talk to my friends. Like, we don't have to say bye to each other.
Or XOXO. Or, like, there's
It like hurt my feelings. I'm like, I'm saying, how are you? You're telling me you're good. And then you say goodbye. You never said, how are you? Back?
She's like, giving what's you going the opportunity on with you? To let her down. And I think, like, it's a what's that word when you like do something out of, it's like a protective
defense.
It's a defensive mechanism.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism. She's probably been like rejected in the past in a friendship.
But I like that you said, like, you have to heal yourself before you go into any relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, I think for myself, I remember in one relationship, going into a relationship, he was like, hey, I think you might need to have a little bit of therapy, because I kept, like, you go bounce off of what you've been through.
Of course.
So it is, I think that's really important. I didn't think of, like, going into friendships as like well. That. Yeah. But that's true, because... heard to end your conversation, that would be very hurtful. Yeah. Like, hey, girl.
But I felt like when we were talking, we were in a safe place so where I could tell her how I felt and didn't feel like I was attacking her.
Yeah.
But I did let her know, like, you don't have to end the convo and you don't have to assume that I am busy, because 9 times out of 10, I'm, like, fake busy. Like, I like to talk all day.
Yeah. How did she feel about that?
Not shy and saying. She responded well.
She responded well.
Yeah. And I think that's also a really important component of friendship, is that you should have the freedom to be honest and let someone know, like, hey, this is rubbing me the wrong way, or, like, this makes me uncomfortable, without the fear of how they're going to handle it. Because otherwise, you're not really getting to know each other if you can't be honest with someone about how their interactions are affecting you.
Yeah.
And I like that you said something to her. Because, like, there's some people that might have just brushed that off and been like, oh, this girl's weird. Like, or just like, why are you doing that? Yeah. And left it alone.
Yeah. I think we've had so many conversations within ourselves about how awkward and how strange it can be trying to make friends as adults. And I think it's even harder when, for me at least, when new people come into my life, because I have such a strong foundation of friendship that is transferred over to family. Like, these are my, this is my family. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So coming into that, it's like, wow, how do I fit into this situation where there's not a spot for me? There's no seat open.
I think knowing that within our family structure has made it difficult for me sometimes to make friends, because it's like, you're not just going to be my friend. Mm-hmm. It's like, how are you going to
interact
with, like, my world and the people that are most important to me? Because we're all up in each other's stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not just me. It's, like, my sister. And it's not just my sister. It's my sister's friends. Because, like, I'll bring someone around, and they're like,
who is this person?
Yeah, no, that's real. No, that's real. Like, but I think that if you lay that foundation within your friendship with that new person, that, hey, I am alone, and we can do things alone, but I also sometimes
I come with
other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they, to me, if they acknowledge that and they welcome your people into their world also, then I feel like that's them making an effort.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I want to be in that world. I want to...
Or let's combine them.
Let's meet. Like, let's...
I understand that...
You come to my world, I come to your world. Like, let's see... Hey, this is what I have, this is what you got. Like...
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free.
I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
And once you establish like those principal key characteristics that you look for in a friend, it will likely be the same things that you have in your family. Yeah. So like, and of course, like that's, we're talking about like a healthy family unit. So if you say like, okay, I want a friend who's honest, who has a good ambition, someone who like X, Y, and Z, like you're naming all the things, that person's characteristics will naturally be inviting to the other people in your life. So it typically like won't present as a problem to like merge the worlds unless you're going from one extreme to the other. Yeah. Like if you're like, you have Shy who is married and has children and travels a lot and works a lot, but then on the other side you're looking for friends who party all the time and friends who, you know, rob banks for a living and friends who scam, you know, yeah. Like that's where
the merge won't happen.
That's where it won't happen. Yeah. So that's where it's difficult to merge, like, you know, the old friends versus the new friends or the friends versus the family if they're really different. And sometimes the merger is the opposite. Like sometimes you're trying to, you have those friends who in the past were the party girls, the strippers or like whatever the case is, and now you're looking for other friends, and then it gets complicated when you're in the middle of it.
And, you're like, and your old friends are like, girl, you were friends, just on that pole.
And your old friends are like, you were there with me, and you were there, that's why with sometimes me.
I know. You did.
And
you're like,
I know. And you're like, I know. Sometimes, like, I heard it said the best, and it was sometimes loyalty can be a liability.
Yes.
Ooh, and
that's deep.
That's really good. It was, I think his name was, I don't want to.
Don't say his
attribute
name.
Attribute it to the anchor. But it was a past, and I think his name was Travis Green. I could be wrong. But he said, loyalty can be a liability. And sometimes you have to, like shed to go higher, like, you know, like, release the weight in order to elevate.
I
just thought that was so profound, because oftentimes we have this day one mentality where we feel like, just because you were there with me in the grind and with me when I did this and with me when I did that, that as I grow and you stay stagnant, that you're supposed to remain with access to me. And it doesn't really work like that. Like if Shy was still at Penthouse and doing all the things every single day of the week, and I'm no longer in that space, then our friendship would naturally just, like, it won't work anymore. So it's like, no matter how amazing our friendship was when we were younger, if we're not in that same season anymore, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
All it's going to be is, like, a whole bunch of friction trying to, like, keep something alive that's not there. So I think honesty within yourself is very important to figure out, like, are we still actually compatible as friends? Because sometimes I think we get so caught up on how difficult it is to end a relationship, but also like this whole day one thing, and it's the biggest lie. Like there's hard. You don't owe anyone your loyalty, and I mean that the standpoint of like if you end up sacrificing your own morals and your own values just to be loyal, that's the wrong way to look at it. Yeah. Like, of course, the loyalty that Shy was talking about when she looks for a friend is someone who's not going to betray her.
Yeah.
Someone who's not going to, like, take everything that she's saying and then, like, blog about it. Like, that kind of loyalty is necessary, but not the manipulative kind.
Which I feel like I was there when you did. I was there through your hard times. Or if you're trying, like, to go back to what Ruby was saying, like, if you're trying to elevate yourself, and maybe last week I was in the club every day, but this week I'm saying that's not what I want to do anymore. I want to change my projection of whatever I'm doing. If you're that friend who's like, but you were just there last week. You just did this last week.
Like,
always bring you back. Like, I couldn't.
You can't elevate. You're not going to elevate that way if you have that type of
friendship. I feel like that's so unfair.
You want the friend that's going to be like, oh, you're trying to get to what spaces and places?
How can I help you?
Let's get there together.
Oh, I know somebody. Rather than, oh, let's go to Penthouse, I want to say, oh, I met someone at Penthouse who can get us there.
Like, you know,
let me go to my contact. If you're going to be out, how are we going to parlay these relationships versus, like, let's just be out? Like, it's how do you carry yourself? Like, what is your purpose? What is your mission?
How are we leveling up each
other?
What
are your intentions? Like, this is accountability partners. This is, like... Sometimes, okay, so going back to the worlds, sometimes it's, I don't want to merge worlds. Yeah. I like my world.
Yeah.
And there's been so many times where it's like, we've brought people into our worlds. I want someone to say, hey, I like you enough to bring you into my world.
Yeah.
Like, and for me, I feel like it's been a while since I've experienced that. And it's, like, that's the kind of friendship I want, where it's like, no, like, come on, like, I see you, I get you, I hear you, like, let's go. Whereas I feel like it's always been, come on, let's go.
You want it, you're bringing somebody else into your world.
It's always someone coming here, like, and I love my world, I love my family. That's not to say I don't want to be around my family and friends.
Sometimes you want to be invited and not the invitee.
I want to go sit on someone else's couch. Like, yesterday I went to one of my friends' house, and it was so nice to not have to, like, be the host.
Yeah, and
like,
constantly
there's
too.
So many times where we are...
You guys
the
are
host.
Constantly hosting.
And
I really like being the host. I can't lie.
Oh, no. I love being
but
the host.
Sometimes,
but sometimes you want to be hosted. It feels good to be hosted. But even then, I'm like, this is awkward. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
No, I didn't know. I was like, should I be, like, cleaning dishes right now, making drinks? Like,
what
should I go play with the kid, the dog? Like, you guys are doing, what do I do? So I was like, what do people do when they come over? And I'm like, they sit.
They sit. They chill out.
And that actually... They drink their drink. So it's like right now...
Didn't we talk about this?
We did.
I felt like I was learning how to be a guest of my friends in their home. And I was like... Yeah, it was awkward at first for me because I was like...
Because you're just not doing
it. What do I do? Where do I go? And you didn't have your kids, so you're probably like, whoa.
What do I really do? Chasing a toddler.
You know what I did? Yeah. I sat my ass down, I drank a drink, and I rolled myself a J. And I was like, I'm at my friend's house. We're adults. I'm going to relax. Like, I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to have conversations. So it's like, I'm in this phase now where I'm learning actually how to be like, an adult friend and guest, which I think is like, it feels so silly and childish saying it, but
you have to constantly learn how to be a friend, and that's one thing we were talking about last week or the week before. We were talking about how oftentimes, or like for me personally, like as I was preparing for the study that I was doing for Bible study, I realized that there is a distinction between being a friend and doing a friend. Like, oftentimes we place our value and we value others based on what we can do for them and what they can do for us instead of just like being able to be. And understanding that like the true characteristic of a friend is not tethered to doing. And oftentimes like I tether my friendships to doing. And I was telling Shai, I had to apologize to her for something.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh like that, but I just thought about your apology news.
She was like, 3 years later, really?
3 years later, Remy, are we doing this now?
I'll give y'all the really quick example. But
that is hilarious, because I know Remy was so serious.
I was so serious. Like, so prior to my awakening to, like, what it actually means to be a friend, I can say that I was selfish. I can, like, honestly admit that I staked a lot of my value towards people and their value to me based on, like, showing up and doing. And I, like, cared less about the being because I didn't really comprehend that a friend is supposed to love at all times and sharpen each other and be earnest. And, like, there's certain things that I'm learning, and it's all character-based, not, like, physical ability-based. So I say this to say that it was my 30th birthday, and I'm PTSD. Very extra with, like, any event, which is probably why I don't host much, because I'm way too extra with anything. And it was my 30th birthday. It's a pandemic, so I naturally couldn't do all the things I wanted to do. So I was, like, freaking out that we could only, like, do certain things. So I have it all planned out, and Shai is supposed to be bringing the cake. And she gets there, like, maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours late, and she had, like, a few other things with her that was important for the party. And she was 5 months pregnant. She had a really rough day. She also has, like, stuff going on in her own life. But me being selfish only cared about her being late.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Like, I don't even think I took the time to say, like, why were you late? I was just, like, instantly upset by it.
You're late.
And yeah, I realized that it's because, A, I was selfish, and also I cared more about her doing, which was, like, I needed the cake because it's my birthday and we can't sing happy birthday without the cake. And I just, like, wanted her to – there's, like, you know, different responsibilities that people had. And I cared more about it all coming together than I did about just actually just spending the time. And that was one thing that wrecked me recently was like, yeah, it's very important to be able to allocate because you can't do it all on your own. And it's very important to trust people with certain tasks. But in the instance that they drop the ball, that shouldn't change your energy towards them. And that's what I was guilty of. My energy towards her changed. Like, yeah, it would have been nice to be on time. You have the cake.
Right.
However, but now that you're late, I shouldn't love you less. And I got presented with, like, that exact, like, replica of that example with a recent friend. And I was an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours late to her gender reveal, missed the gender reveal, got there, like, at the very end, everyone was gone, and she greeted me with so much love and was like, we tried to wait for you, but someone had a flight, and she was like, I'm just so happy you're here. And I was just like, a friend loves at all times, and I was just, like, reminded of that scripture, like, this is what it actually means. Like, you're not rolling your eyes at me secretly like I was doing at Shai that day when
if only, like, you guys knew what actually happened that day.
She went through a lot, and I was so selfish.
She went through a lot.
No, Zach to where went I couldn't snowboarding. See
anything she was going through.
Oh,
at 4 a.m. He went snowboarding at 4 a.m., and I know how stressed Remy was about her party, so her stress was on me, and we had the cake.
Yeah.
So I'm telling him, you go 4 a.m., you need to be back in time so we can make it to Remy's birthday. And we timed it out. We mapped it out at, like, you know how you can put on your map what time of the day it is so you can check the exact stuff? We had, like, a 3-hour window to make sure we were going to be on time. Unfortunately, his cousin had a heart attack on the mountain, and it changed everything.
Yeah.
I didn't share that with Remy.
Right, you didn't want to worry her.
She did not roll her eyes at me knowing that his cousin had a heart attack. But I didn't want to put that on her. It was her birthday. So in my head, I was going to take the lashing that I was going to get because it's her birthday. Who cares what happened, but I didn't want to put that on her. Mm-hmm. So in hindsight, I probably should have shared.
What happened?
This is the reason why we're late. And I think maybe that's what you learn in friendships.
Yeah.
I would have gotten a different response. Yeah. But Zach and I were like, we're just going to show up and be happy because this is her day. We can't bring what just happened. We can't bring that energy.
You didn't
want to
bring any type of energy to her.
No, because I already knew I was in trouble. I was in trouble. But everything that day seemed to go wrong. She had a certain color code she all wanted us to wear. The dress I got didn't fit.
She was 5 months
pregnant. I was pregnant. I got it that day. It didn't fit. So I'm, like, going through my closet. I picked the stretchiest dress that I could find, but it also wasn't
the color,
the color that I was supposed to be in.
Yeah, it was just way too dramatic. And I was, I felt so, like, in that moment, I felt very justified in what I was going through. And this is another, like, really important reason why you should have wise counsel in your corner, because I would have loved to talk to someone about what I was upset with Shy about, and for them to tell me, like, that is very minuscule. Like, yeah. She showed up, didn't she? Like, yeah, of course, you can talk to her about how, you know, you did, you would have loved for her to be on time. And, of course, there was a dress code because you have a vision and, like, whatever. But that all could have been done at a later time, and you could have just greeted her with love in that moment. That, like, it's so important to have someone to, like, not condone your anger. And for someone to not, like, just
tell you what you want to hear.
And then, and another thing is, like, stab someone in the front, which is what we talked about too.
Yeah.
And that's important, because oftentimes we end up either feeling like we have to appease someone's wrong by telling them that it's okay to do it. Like, as a friend, I want you to be able to accept my correction. Like, if you were to come to me and need advice, and I'm like, I just really don't think that X, Y, and Z, but if I'm disagreeing with you, you should know that it's coming from a place of love
and
coming from
hurt,
a place of, like, reflection. Like, I am doing my very best to tell you in a loving way that what you're doing is wrong. And to trust that I'm not doing it to spite you or to hurt you or to break you down, but genuinely because I want to sharpen you, because I want the very best for you. And the vulnerability and the trust and the honesty should be able to be reciprocated, to where if I am telling you that I don't agree with you, you should be able to see that through that lens and not fight me for it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to receive those words.
Of course. Yeah, of course it's always hard to hear the truth, or because you always want that person, your friend, to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
To tell you you're right, whatever you're going through, even if it's wrong. But it's going to hurt. But I think it's so important in growing in your friendships to hear the things that will sharpen you to make you better.
Yeah, I agree.
To build you, because you're not going to level up that way.
Right.
You're going to stay stagnant. Yeah. So I think it's important in friendships.
Yeah. Remy, can you read the friendship thing again and then do what you did? Do you have it still?
Yeah, I have it. My acronym for friendship.
Yeah, your acronym. And then what did you ask us? Like, which one stood out or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do that.
Cheyenne's like, do the thing.
Do the thing, Remy.
Oh, Cheyenne's trying to show her friend off, y'all.
Look at my friend, y'all. She's so
she can do.
I really love this conversation because it's making me.
It made me think. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Like, in my older age, am I making friends?
Mm-hmm.
And what it looks like, because I don't feel like I'm here making friends with the people that I'm surrounded with every day. And I feel like I'm, like, content with my friendships that I have, like, that I already have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's the effort that I, like, that scares me. The effort that I have to find a babysitter, that I have to do this, I have to do that. And then the most of people that I are, like, building friendships with are younger and don't have kids. But they do all understand, like, oh, just bring Parker. Like, do this, do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you know what that means to bring my son?
Yeah.
Like, no, he's older. I have to tend to you. I have to do that juggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, do you guys understand that juggle?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because on set, there's a girl I work with, one of the makeup artists I work with all the time, and we call each other friends. And then I said one day, I was like, oh, you know, she had a birthday party, and I'm like, oh, you didn't invite me. I'm not your friend. She's like, well, Shannon, every time I ask you to hang out, you don't show up.
Yeah.
And we don't have that lunch. She was like, I want you to come over, but we never get to that point.
Yeah, I'm glad she was honest.
She was so honest. She was like, yes, you are my friend, but
In this capacity.
Like, we never, you know, like, I always want you to go to dinner after set, or I want you to do this. But she's like, it's always so hard to get to that next level with you. And I'm like, I'm like sitting back and I'm thinking, I'm like, it is. It's so much effort for me to, like, step out of my comfort zone. Because, like, if I'm with the friends that I'm with, are all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I know that if I'm like, oh, this or that, or if I do come over, it's just, I can just sit there and be a blah. I don't have to talk to you guys, or yeah. I don't have to do this, I don't do that. So it's interesting to have a friendship conversation.
Yeah.
So what, I'm going to go back and think about it? Because it literally clearly still has me thinking, and we had this combo like 2 weeks ago, but I sat there and reflected for a while, like,
I'm really reflecting.
Who are friends, and am I a good friend? Do I show up for friends? And in what capacity do I show up for my new friends?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do I even have
I'm thinking about
bandwidth for new friends? Because like you said, sometimes you can't. You can't do all the things. And it's like, for me, I feel guilty, like, to be like, damn, like, I'm curious about this person. Like, I would like to have some kind of connection or be able to establish a relationship or some kind of rapport to build to a friendship. But I'm like, I just don't have the ability all the time. Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to start something. And it's like, oh, yeah, that girl was cool. But, like, she's flaky. So it's like, sometimes I can't even put myself out there because I know what I can give and what I can't give right now.
And that's important. It's
and it's
so important.
Also, like, I don't want to have to go into every new potential friendship like, hey, here's my disclaimer sheet, like, of what I've got going on or how I act or may not act or I'm going to react this way because I've dealt with X, Y, you know? It's like...
But I also... Yeah.
It's I still trying to figure out, like, those boundaries of... What do you share in the beginning versus what don't you share? Like, do you just let things, like, flow? Do you be like, hey, like, I'm curious, but I'm dealing with X, Y, Z. This is what I can give. Or is it like, why is this girl telling me this so, like, why are you even telling me this? Like, you know, like, you're cool, but, like, I don't even know if I want to be friends with you. And it's like, I'm like, hey.
It's really like a relationship.
It's dating. Oh, yeah.
It's really like dating. No,
Friendships is dating, and, like, you don't always get to the second friendship date, you know?
And that's where you have to be honest with yourself and that person. But, like, A, you need to – if we're not always in the season for new friendships. So, like, this season isn't for everyone. So when you are in that season, you realize the need is there. Yeah. So for me, the need was there. And I knew that I wanted to make – like, I wanted to make new friends in this season – who share, like, certain important things. And in doing so, you still have to be okay with being like, that's not a person who I'm going to call a friend, but I like this person, I'm going to call her neighbor. Or I like this person, I'm going to call her sister. Or I like this person, I'm going to, like, you know, I'm going to give her a different title.
I'm
so being able...
Mentors.
Yeah, like, being able to differentiate a friend versus another category is important, too. And you'll also realize... in real time, if this feels right. Like, there's been multiple coffee dates I've taken or, like, initiated or just, like, you know, tried to put myself out there. And then I realize I can see you when I see you, but I'm not going to put in the effort because I just don't feel my soul yearning for you. And and I know that sounds so dramatic, but there was a recent friend that I met.
I have to pee so bad. I'm so sorry.
I have to pee too. There is a recent friend.
Okay.
And I'm happy to call her friend now, but we've been on like 3 dates so far.
Yeah.
And we met at an event at the church. I didn't know she went there. She didn't know I went there. It was our first time meeting. It was a mutual friend who introduced us to each other. And the next we exchanged phone numbers. She asked to go to coffee. She bought her 2-year-old. I had my baby. And it was like our souls connected. Aww. We didn't talk about too much. We talked about like how we met our husbands.
Yeah.
And, but there was just something there that felt like I'm looking forward to the next time I see you.
Yeah.
And that's how it is when you're dating a man. It's like, I'm looking forward to the next time I see you. Yeah. It's kind of like that when you're finding new friendships, and it's a very important relationship that you have to let. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be vulnerable, but in stages. Like, you're not getting my deepest, darkest secrets on our first meet, but I also can figure out on our first meet, because I tend to have a good judge of character, whether or not you're someone I want to pursue.
Yeah. Right.
And also make sure it's going both ways. Like, you want to make sure that you're not... you know, feeling friendlier, essentially, and the other person wants to put you in the associate zone. So just like understanding A, the need, B, being able to process after you hang out whether or not this is a person who you want to continue to get to know, and then being honest with yourself and with that person as to whether or not you're going to continue pursuing them or continuing to just, I'll see you when I see you. And there's all love when I do that. But
yeah,
I don't need to like actually make the time in my schedule to include you in my life.
This topic is just really having me reflect because it's so true. It's so true. And it's making me want to put more effort into the things. I don't feel like I put that extra effort. Or maybe there's not that spark.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe on my side as a new friend, I need to like be consistent for that person, because I feel like a lot of people gravitate towards me and are like, ooh, Shannon, I want to learn more about you. There's so much that you can give.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I kind of hold myself back. I'm like, I don't want to.
I do.
But I feel like I need to start like letting down maybe walls, and maybe it's the healing that I maybe need to do that I knock myself. Maybe it's healing that I need to do within myself of like, it's okay to make new friends. It's okay to open that door to for others to come in.
I think that's a good point. Like for me, I had to, you mentioned healing earlier, and that really resonated with me because I had to heal in the space of friendships. Because like, and it goes back to my formative years, like how I learned how to make friendships, like how to maintain them, like what does a friend look like, and those early experiences can alter or
absolutely
like change your experience. So for me, like there was a period in time where I was like, I just can't do friends. Like I don't know what a healthy friendship looks like. I don't know, like I was seeking friends outside of that, what I felt were like my default friends, or
I hate
using the word default friends, because I do have some friends that were just due to the environment. I feel like they were my default friends, but these are still some of my best friends to this day and know me the best, and I would never change our relationship. But it's healing. You have to heal in terms of friendship. And I'm going to use y'all again. I feel like you guys really helped inspire my healing journey in terms of friendship, or what a friend looks like, or what a friendship can bring to your life. Because there were a lot of situations where, like, I always had friends. I was always, like, people always liked me. I liked other people. Never had a shortage of opportunities to make friends. Right. But it was It was just something that I had issues with.
Healing is so vital, because you don't want to take the traumas of your past into the relationships of your future.
And like Shannon said, like there's been times where all like my mom was even, oh, that girl wants to be your friend. I just can't let people in. Like I've had a hard time. And then when Cheyenne really started doing like television stuff, it kind of added a weird layer to it, because then there were like people who would approach me or like would try to be more friendly, but they were just trying to get to my sister.
You're like, is this authentic?
Is this a real friendship?
Yeah. And that it kind of like triggered me back to like my teen years, where, you know, I had a card and I had an Amex and I was going places. And I was like the mystery girl.
I had a car and an Amex.
I did. No. So I was out.
I hate her life and I'm in it.
I was out and about. I knew boys. I knew popular people.
Oh, now she knows the boys too.
Like, I was at the club. But it's like
the Amex, the club, the
boys. And people wanted to go with her.
They did. So then girls would like literally befriend me just to get to.
Just to have access to
what you're doing. Just to get in the car.
To the car, to the world.
To the place, to the club.
I was nice. It wasn't my money. I didn't know. Like, you know,
when we
girl, I'm done.
I told you she'd be pissing me off.
No, so it was hard, because it's like I then equated friendships to like.
No, that's real though, Kyle.
You know, not everyone was able to do the things I was able to do. So it was like I felt like I was buying and like paying and supplying these false.
You were supplying their lifestyle.
The fake friendships.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I really retracted. And I was like, my sister's my friend. Fuck these other people. Like, friendships were scary for me.
Relearning.
I've had a best friend who I was like my day one, where it was like sometimes that loyalty can become a liability. When you said that, I was like, my heart pained a little bit because I love this person. But last year I had a friend breakup and it was, I still think about it. And it's that 1 year mark is coming up, and it's like, you know, I'm staying where I am.
Are you using my wedding as your 1 year mark?
Oh, no, you're, I think not she
your
is.
Your bridal shower.
I'm over here like not mark.
Your bridal shower. That animosity to my date.
No. It's not your date. It was your date.
Look,
it was your day, but it happened to affect me on the day where it was supposed to be all about your day. Yeah, but like,
that was, I get what you mean. Yeah. Okay, before we end, I really want Remy to do the friend thing.
And before we get there, I found the actual the person I was trying to quote. His what he said verbatim, because I wrote it down, is when you have a good heart, sometimes there's a need to feel like you have to take people with you. But there's a thing called separation before elevation and a shift before the lift. Connecting with the right people means disconnecting with the wrong people. And sometimes loyalty is a liability.
Can you send that to me?
That was good. Drops the mic.
I'm going to recall who it was who said it. I really think it was Pastor Travis Green or Jeremy. Okay, I don't know.
Remy and her
pastors. Did we just throw in a Jeremy in there?
I think, oh my God.
I love Remy and her pastors. Travis, will you clip that part when she just read all that? Yeah. Thank you.
Sometimes you have to let go to let new energy in.
That's really good. Can you send that to me?
That was really beautiful.
I love that so much, and I was just like so wrecked by that because all of those, like most of the reasons why he said it's okay to let people go is the reason why we keep people. Right. You know, like we keep people because of the loyalty and like this whole day one culture, and because we have a good heart and we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by being like, you can't come with me in this next season. You do have to just shed people.
And not everyone gets to go.
Yeah.
Because I think when you hold on to those people in your life, that those day ones or those people that you've been there, I don't feel like those type of people hold you back from your blessings.
Exactly.
I truly believe when you let go of people that are toxic in your life or that you feel like have been by your side all the time but they're not good for you anymore, and you hold on to them, I believe your doors will not open.
Yeah.
But once you do,
because you all can't fit
too many.
But or honestly, it's a heavy load. You're like,
honestly, let go of toxic people in my life. And my doors opened so wide, and God was like, here are your blessings that I have been holding on for you.
Yeah.
And, like, I just think that it's so real.
Yeah. All right, I'm about to do my friendship acronym. Wait, one last thing before that. Because you were saying you have to, like, you know, clear the space before you can go through the door, it reminds me of another proverb, which is bad company corrupts good morals. And when you are a good person and you have good morals, or like, you know, you have certain things that you stand on, if you are around people who don't support that, you will end up becoming that.
Yeah.
And I think like we have so much more self-control than we actually do, but we don't. Like constantly being around someone who's having an affair with their husband and, you know, like stealing from their employer and like constantly gossiping and doing all these things, that stuff will end up attaching to you. So it's very important to realize that we're not as strong as we think we are, and that we do need to have we do need to like keep that protection for ourselves to say, like, if you are a bad company, no matter how much I love you, you can't be in my inner circle because you have the ability to corrupt my heart. And you just have to be honest with yourself about that and like take that distance and move on. Love from a distance.
It's hard. Love from a distance. Painful, but like it's one of those things where you have to choose yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you do have to protect yourself. Like, in any relationship. Okay, I want to hear this friendship acronym. Like, so, come on.
Friendship acronym. So once again, y'all, sorry for all my Bible references, but this was a study.
I was like, wait, what was a Bible study?
It was a Bible study.
Wait, what was the last one? Apologize for that.
Proverbs what?
It is, let me see if I have it marked.
The Bad Company one?
The Bad Company.
Yeah, it is Proverbs.
I'm going to go, I'm like,
You go. Hold on, let me just pull it out really fast. Good Company. Wait, Bad Company.
Bad Company. Huh. You said Bad Company.
Corrupts. Good character. And that is, do not be deceived. Oh, wait, it's actually not a proverb. It is 1 Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians 15:33. And it says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Mm. Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character. Mm. And it's basically letting you know that spending time with too much people, spending too much time in the company of people who are immoral or unethical can negatively impact you.
I'm going to say, people be gaslighting in friendships, too.
All right, let's get to my, I'm sorry, I thought that was a proverb, y'all. Yeah. Okay, let's get to my friendship acronym to end this thing.
I loved it.
Look at how happy you are.
L is for
I took notes when she was reading this.
I'm reaching for my phone because...
I'll send it to you.
Okay,
so F is free to love, and that is a friend to love at all times. R is realistic expectations of messing up and then saying sorry once you do. And that's where Shy was like, don't you got something to apologize for? No, she didn't.
Oh, really?
3 years I've been waiting for this apology.
I wrote in Christ because shared hope and belief in the same fundamental boundary or the same fundamental principle is extremely important because all activities, advice, and conversations will flow from there. E, encouragement and earnest counsel. And let's see, N, never stop sharpening each other. Mm-hmm. So that's like you should always be around someone who keeps you sharpened, who's not like allowing you to become dull. D, discretion to be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know discretion means to, like if I go to Shy with something that's like deeply troubling me, I would trust for you not to know about it or you not to know about it. That stays between us. S is for service and sacrifice. And I want to call out that sacrifice does not mean sacrificing who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice is time. Sacrifice is like something that does not compromise who you are. Mm-hmm. So like I'm going to sacrifice my time to show up for Cheyenne whenever she needs me or sacrifice, you know, my plans to cancel and be there for her. In service, just showing up and helping out. H, honest. A good friend stabs you in the front. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Why do we have to stab though?
Well, that's just like super dramatic. But basically, like yeah,
how you stab someone in the back.
I'm like.
Basically
confront
saying,
me to
like,
my face.
Tell me.
Don't stab me in the front.
Yeah, it's like I would rather my friend
stab me in the front.
Tell me
that
something is wrong than my enemy continuously tell me that that my wrong is right.
I still want us to still stab each other.
I'm pulling out the knife and I'm stabbing you in the front. It's going to hurt.
Okay. Ow.
Almost done. I is interruptions will happen where the friend needs you to pull them back up. And that one I love so much because, like, and that goes to accountability. Like, you want to have a friend who can see you slipping and be like, not on my watch.
Right. Yeah.
Like, not on my watch. I will not let you cheat on your husband on my watch. Yeah. I will not let you disrespect your mom on my watch. Like, whatever it is, like, to just say no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Interruptions.
Yeah. Interruptions
like
will
one.
Happen.
But I like that. Like you're holding your friend accountable.
And the last one is P, pride needs to be set aside because there's no way that you can honor anyone if your ego is too big. So like to be able to just like see yourself as a servant of another person and like taking that humble position to be a friend. And once again, this is reciprocated. So it's not just me constantly like humbling myself. It's also my friend humbling themselves to be of service to me. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to be humble and prideful at the same time. it's like it's impossible to be humble and prideful at the same time. So when you constantly have the position of pride, you're like ruined the relationship before it has a chance to blossom.
Can you reread R?
Yes. R, Shai's favorite. Realistic expectations of messing up and then apologizing once you do.
Once you do.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
That is good.
I think I would like to be invited to one of your Bible studies.
Thursday, 3:30 p.m. every Thursday. The next two Thursdays.
It's on Zoom. I'm traveling. I feel like you got to say it's on Zoom.
Yeah, it's on Zoom.
Oh, I can do that.
It's always really good. I love it. So, yeah, that's the friendship acronym. I'll text it to you if you want to put it at the end. Yeah, and all the scriptures are cited. Yeah, they're all cited. That. So, yeah, we love friendships. And it's so, it's so important to be in community, but it's just as important to be in the right community.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be in the right company, not just any company.
Yeah, no.
That's so
special. Thank you, Remy. Thank you.
Yeah.
You have my little brain going.
Let's go make friends. Hi, my name's Remy. Would you be my friend?
I feel happy because I feel like over the summer I got to spend time with my friends. Like I was more intentional to spend time with my friends. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, friendships are healthy. They're needed, and they keep you going. And they feed you. Yeah.
I need my friends.
Yeah,
I need my friends
necessary.
Too.
I love that.
Well, I appreciate you for coming on and talking to us. Everybody loves you when you come on, so they're going to be really happy to see your back.
Your crew's so sweet.
We need to get Mr. Bobo on.
Yeah, just let him know.
We need to get Brandon on because I feel like he always has the male version and male's perspective of like anything we're talking about.
Yeah.
So we need to get Brandon on, but I do appreciate you coming and I'm excited to see what you guys have to say about this conversation and making friends as adults.
Like, where do y'all make friends? Help a friend out. Like,
oh yeah, we didn't even get there.
Do we need to do a part two? We can always do part two.
What kind of questions do you ask, like when you're trying to figure out is this person a potential friend?
Or is there questions, like, or is it just like a
conversation? Like, I don't know.
Or is it just like a mutual?
I think these are things that you have to figure out within your friendships.
I think we should
part two it. I really think we should.
Because we will be here. If I answer that question, we're here for another 20 minutes.
I'm so down to do a part two about friendships.
Because I feel like I would probably be sitting on, now that it's brought into my brain more. And
I swear it's been sitting on mine. So I'm so down to do it. But all right, y'all. It has been a great conversation. I hope you guys have a great week this week. And as always, you can follow us on Think Loud Crew. You can follow us on YouTube, like Kyle said last episode. And on any podcast platform, you can find us. And you can follow me personally at Shy Not Shy.
And you can follow me, Remy Chantel Bobo on Instagram. And then Remy and Brandon Bobo on YouTube.
There you go, girl.
And you can find me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew.
Yes, Remy!
She's our crew.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.